A Jewish Journal article. Jewish groups condemn Elad terror attack. Jewish groups issued condemnations of the latest terror attack in Israel as well as their condolences to the victims and their families. The attack took place in the Haredi-dominated city of Elad on May 5, Israel's Independence Day. It reportedly involved two Palestinian terrorists armed with an axe and a knife, killing three people and injuring at least four others. The terrorists have been identified as Asad Yusuf Asad al-Rifi, 19, and Subi Ahmad Subi Abu Shker, 20. Both are from the Palestinian village Rumana just northwest of Jenin in the West Bank, and reportedly entered Israel illegally through a gap in the West Bank security barrier. Residents were ordered to shelter in place until the two terrorists are caught. The victims have been identified as Boaz Gol, who was in his 40s, Oren Ben Yifta, 37, and Yonatan Havikuk, 40. The three men left behind 16 children. Havikuk's widow wrote in a Facebook post that he had fought the terrorists so others could escape. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement, "Our enemies have set out on a campaign of murder against Jews. Their goal is to break our spirit, and they will fail. We'll put our hands on the terrorists and their collaborators, and they will pay the price. I send my condolences from the depth of my heart to the families of the murdered." Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid similarly said in a statement, "The joy of Independence Day is cut short in an instant. The murderous terror attack in Elad is terrifying to the heart and soul. Three murdered and another three wounded by lowly terrorists. I send condolences from the depth of my heart to the families that lost a loved one this evening, and pray with all of Israel for the safety of the injured." He vowed that the Jewish state will not let the terrorists scare us. "The security forces will catch the murderers and stand them on trial," Lapid said. "We will continue to fight together for our independence and the safety of Israeli citizens." United States Ambassador to Israel Tom Needs tweeted, "Heartbreaking end to Yom Ha'atzmaut in Elad. I share the grief of families of those murdered in the terrorist attack and wish speedy recovery to the wounded. This must stop." Jewish groups weighed in. "We are following reports of a suspected terror attack in the Israeli city of Elad, killing three," the Anti-Defamation League tweeted. "Our hearts break for the victims, and our prayers go out to the injured. This terrorism is depraved and cowardly, especially as millions of Israelis celebrate hashtag Yom Ha'atzmaut." The American Jewish Committee similarly tweeted, "As Israel celebrated its independence, a day after Yom HaZikaron, at least three people were murdered in a terror attack in the city of Elad. This is another reminder that even today, 74 years after its founding, Israel is still fighting for peace and stability." In a subsequent tweet, they lobbied Congress to continue to stand by Israel and strengthen the vital U.S.-Israel alliance as the Jewish state celebrates its 74th birthday. Rabbi Abraham Cooper, Associate Dean and Director of Global Social Action Agenda at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, said in a statement, "No current peace partner in Holy Land. Palestinian leadership continue to praise, support terrorists, and reward them and families for murdering and maiming Jews. It will stop when the world holds the Palestinian leadership accountable for their incitement and support for terrorism. Stand with us." Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted, "To be Israeli is a dizzying thing. We mourn our dead, we celebrate life with equal strength. Such is the transition between Remembrance and Independence Day. This year a deadly attack plunges us back into mourning immediately. We grieve deeply, but resolve to survive and thrive." J Street that the terror attack was horrific and heartbreaking. "This must stop," they wrote. "There can be no justification for such violence. Our hearts are with the victims and their families, and we hope the injured make a full recovery." Americans for Peace Now tweeted that they strongly condemn the terror attack. "We send condolences to the victims and wish fast and full recovery to the injured," they wrote. "We stand in solidarity with the people of Israel." The European Leadership Network, ELNET, tweeted that the heinous terror attack occurred a day after Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and terror victims. Hamas cynically ties attack to Temple Mount despite Israel consistently upholding the status quo. American Jewish Committee Managing Director of Public Affairs Avi Meir tweeted that Palestinians in the Gaza Strip were handing out sweets in celebration of the Elad terror attack. Various propagandists claimed several weeks ago, when Palestinians were handing out sweets to celebrate the deadly terror attack in Tel Aviv, that they were merely marking the end of that day's Ramadan fast, Meir wrote. "That was obviously a lie, as we all knew it was. And here's the proof." Both Hamas and Islamic Jihad praised the terror attack. Joe Truzman, a research analyst for the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, FDD, Long War Journal, tweeted that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar had recently called on more attacks against Israelis whether by cleaver, gun, axe or knife. Difficult to ignore the connection between Yahya Sinwar's recent urging to murder Israelis and tonight's terrorist attack in Elad, he wrote.